Great.
So,
where are you going?
To the apothecary, sir.
That's how it began.
Will you get me something as well?
That's how I began working as my master's assistant. Soon it came to pass that every morning I was to prepare the colours he needed to paint the baker's daughter.
I'm nearly done, sir.
Leave it. Go, stand there. Like the baker's daughter does.
Sir.
Go on. Pick up the water pitcher.
Where is she today?
She is taken ill. Tilt your chin down. And look down. Not at me. Yes, that's it. Don't move.
I can feel my face turning red, so I try to think about something else.
Don't think too much. I can see it in your face. It's distracting me.
Sorry, sir.
Tell me, Greed, why did you set out the ultramarine, even though I didn't ask for it?
I'm sorry, sir. It's just she was wearing a blue skirt. I thought you'd want it, rather than leaving it black.
Look out the window. What colour are the clouds?
White, sir.
Are they?
And grey. Perhaps a little snow.
Come, Greed. You can do better than that. Think of your vegetables. How you separated them. Your turnips and your onions. Are they the same white?
Suddenly, I understand.
No. The turnip had green in it, the onion yellow.
Exactly. Now, what colours do you see in the clouds?
There is some blue in them and yellow as well. And some green.
You will find there is a little pure white in clouds. Now, do you understand why I don't need the blue yet?
I can't tell anyone what I've been doing. Not even my parents.
I don't understand, Greek. You say it's a white cap, and yet he paints it with blue, violet and yellow.
Yes, that's what's strange, Father. It's painted many colours, but when you look at it, you think it's white.
Tile painting is much simpler. You use blue and that's all.
Great! Hello, Great.
Who's that?
Peter the Butcher is walking towards us.
Oh, I see. Well, bring him to us.
What are you doing?
No pleasant words for me, Great.
Why are you here?
I'm going to services in every church in Delft to see which I like best. It may take some time.
Joking is not the way with me.
I came to see you. And meet your parents.
I'd rather you didn't.
Why not? We've grown close, haven't we, Greet? Every day I look forward to seeing you at the meat hall. It's the best part of my day.
I look at his hands. They are clean, but there are still traces of blood around his nails.
I'm only 17. I'm not thinking of such things.
There's no rush.
Hello, I'm Greet's mother.
What an honour to finally meet you.
And you are...
Don't worry, Father. You aren't losing me.
We've already lost you, Greet. We lost you the moment you became a maid.
Oh, sorry, sir. I'll come back later to clean.
No. Come in, Greet. I would like you to grind some things for me.
Sir?
This is a piece of ivory, charred in the fire, for making black paint. Now, pick up the mire, the stone. Lean over the table and use your weight against the stone to crush the bone. No, your hand needs to do this.
The shock of his touch is too much to bear.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Keep going. Move your hand up a little. That's right.
I think of Peter's fingernails with blood around them, and then my master's hand over mine. I shiver.
Tomorrow, I'll teach you how to grind white lead. It's much easier than bone. Then you can go up to the studio and grind the colours I need every day.
I can't. Sir, this will take too much time. I have a lot of chores.
Once you get used to it, it will not take as much time as today.
It's not easy for me, sir, to go up to the studio with no reason.
I see. Let me consider this.
That night, I looked for Peter and let him touch me in an alleyway.
Let me see your hair.
No.
Your cap covers all your hair. Why? Most women show some of their hair.
I'm not most women.
Is it long or short?
My hair was long and could not be tamed.
Below my shoulders.
When it was uncovered, it seemed to belong to another Greet.
What colour is it?
Brown.
A Greet who would stand in an alley alone with a man, who was not so calm and quiet and clean.
Straight or curly?
Neither. Both.
That's why I kept my hair completely hidden, so that there would be no trace of that Greet.
Mistress, it's impossible. I get no sleep at all these days. She snores all through the night.
It's only for a little while, Danica.
The night nurse who had been living with us ever since the birth of Franciscus had been sharing a room with Tanaka.
I can't be expected to perform my duties to the best of my abilities when she's...
Well, there was no choice. Where else can we put her?
It was Tanaka's troubles that brought about the change.
I have a thought. Move Greet up to the attic, and then Tanaka can have her room in the cellar.
Did you hear that, Greet? Are you happy to move to the attic?
I will do whatever is necessary, madam.
I was to move to the attic and would have more time to grind colours before my daily chores.
Does that suit you, Tanaka?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Master.
Or perhaps Greet can stay where she is and Tanaka can move to the attic.
Luckily, Maria Tins was ignored when she made that suggestion. But she was on to us. I could tell. Maria Tins always knew exactly what was going on.
So, this is what you've been up to, girl.
Oh, you frighten me, madam.
God, it's cold up here. However do you sleep?
Madam, I...
How long have you been assisting him?
A few weeks.
He's been painting faster these past few weeks. You help him paint faster, and you'll keep your place here. Not a word to my daughter or Tanaka.
Yes, madam.
I might have known, clever one that you are. You almost fooled even me.
Living in the attic gave me access to his studio. One day I did something dangerous. My chest grew tight, waiting for him to notice.
Great. Why did you change the position of the tablecloth?
Sir, I... Sorry, sir. I wasn't sorry.
Tell me.
I waited a few days thinking you might do it yourself. But when you didn't...
You're not answering my question, Greet.
I thought there needed to be some disorder in the scene, to contrast with her tranquility. Something to tease the eye. And yet it must be something pleasing to the eye as well. And it is, because the cloth echoes the shape of Van Raven's wife's arm as she rests it on the table.
I had not thought I'd learn something from a maid.
My heart leapt with joy that day, so much so that I got careless and forgot to change my apron before dashing outside.
What's that on your apron?
Oh, Cornelia, I didn't see you there.
Is that paint? Have you been touching Father's paints?
It must be blood.
It doesn't look like blood.
Go away and mind your own business.
I should have chosen my words differently. Who knows what she'll do next?
Tanaka, my favourite comb is missing. Have you seen it?
No, miss. It was right there in my jewellery box. Someone must have taken it.
Shall I help you search in the cupboard again, miss? Or shall we look elsewhere?
Look everywhere. I want this house turned upside down until we find it.
I knew exactly where it would be.
Greet? What were you doing up there?
Sir, I found this under my pillow.
Is that my wife's comb?
It was Cornelia, sir. She has been trying to get me into trouble from the moment I came to live here. I need your help.
It was Maria Tins who had to punish Cornelia.
You shameless girl!
And all the while, Cornelia doesn't cry. She just sneers at me.
Go now! Well, girl, you've managed to make quite a few enemies. Why is that?
I don't know, madam. Please, madam, what did he say about me?
Don't flatter yourself. He said nothing about you. He charged my daughter with failing to raise his children properly. Keep your head down and try not to cause any more trouble. My daughter is carrying a child again. We've never had this much trouble with a maid before.
Trouble? There will be more troubles to come.
This way, sir. Master is waiting for you in the studio.
I can find my way there, Tanaka, thank you. Well, well, well. If it isn't the wide-eyed maid descending from above like an angel.
I want to ask how many angels he has been slapped by.
Excuse me.
Wait, please. I think perhaps we got off on the wrong foot. I would like to make amends.
Baravan, come. Join me in my studio.
Ah, yes, yeah, there you are. I cannot wait to see it, but I'm sure, as always, you've created a masterpiece.
May I be excused, sir?
Wait, great. I wanted you to be present when I tell the artist himself what plans I have for his next painting.
Oh. Tell me of your plans, Baravan.
Me and the wide-eyed maid. Painted together. In your next work, Janus. What do you think of that?
I want to look at my master, but I don't dare lift my head.
Agreed. Don't you need to go to the meal?
Yes, master.
I'll pay a good price for it, Janus. A very good price.
I couldn't sleep that night. And the next day, he was in his studio earlier than normal.
Sir, there is something I need to say.
Sit down, Greed. On that chair, over there.
I will not be painted alongside Van Ralven.
No. Look at me.
I know he is your patron. I know he is wealthy and powerful, but sitting beside
you
him...
You won't be sitting beside him.
Did you refuse? What did you say?
Don't talk. Look at me.
My eyes fill with tears I do not shed. I know now.
Yes. Don't move.
He's going to paint me. He's going to paint me alone.